All right, kiddo, sit down. We need to talk. Never let your struggles define yourself. There is a reason why people don't get a tattoo written stupid, weak, or useless. It's because it's not a permanent state. It's not a memory worth cherishing. Or it does not inspire. It does not elevate. It may be how you feel, but deep down, that is not what you are. Nobody puts socially awkward or lazy on their resume because that is not the way the game is being played. Focus on your strength. We all have our shortcomings in life, stuff we need to work on to grow, to become better human. Define yourself by your goals, by your achievements, by what inspires you, by your deepest belief, and by the human qualities you bring forth in your journey. When you present yourself to the world announcing your flaws, as courageous as it may be, you are also letting everyone know the weakest card of your hand. Some will take advantage of this, and honestly, you don't need that. I remember a conversation. A friend of mine said, "I've been obese all of my life," to which I replied, "You've been looking fine since I met you, and that was about 5 years ago. When will you move on from that mental state, from that perception of yourself?" Long after she was healthy and fit, she still had her struggle as a self-definition. Obviously, the whole story is a bit more complicated than that. A while back, I saw a license plate written anxiety, and I felt sorry for that person out of compassion. Keep in mind that custom plates for cars cost money, so that person made a very serious decision to expose her shortcomings so directly. I know you can get rid of a car easily, but the way you define yourself will stick to your skin and won't wash away on the first rinse. Label yourself with what makes you shine, what you are proud of. Broadcast loudly all the positive you carry into this world.